Okay, so new leaf, new note. I'm turning over a new leaf, firing up the engines, and starting a new series called Keep Going with Love. Because I've been telling myself for a year now, I think I can, I think I can, I think we can keep going. So I'm committing publicly to sending this weekly. Yep, every single week. So if you want off this love train, now's the time to depart. The train analogy is literally just falling out of my brain onto the keyboard. I can't stop. So I'll just keep chugging along. But before you decide, here's where this train is headed. Each week, I'm going to try to do three things. Highlight what we're focused on in training, maybe even some behind-the-scenes pics. I'm going to update any schedule changes with the studio or online classes. We've got hundreds of awesome videos, including a brand new 10-minute flow alongside other short classes. I'm really proud of all of our teachers and their ability to adapt and teach so many different styles and types and levels of classes. They really deserve a big round of applause. And third, I'm going to try to use all my enthusiasm and optimism and clever entertainment to encourage all of us to keep going and to keep practicing so we all find our way to feeling love strong. And I was thinking about the word encourage. Did you know that it means to inspire with heart or to breathe in with heart? That's cool, right? That's pretty much all we're doing here. We just need to keep doing it. So why am I doing this? Because this week I just had the best root canal ever. Yep. You heard that right. I've been slightly terrified of the dentist for over 40 years because of a horrible experience when I was young. But this time I had an amazingly easy and painless experience, and it was a pretty complex thing. And I learned three things from it. First and most important, did you know that you don't have to have that little block thing in your mouth? As an adult, they just let you hold your mouth open. That was a mind blower. Why has nobody ever told me that was one of the biggest problems I had when I was younger? The second thing I learned is whatever they give you to relax, it really works. So I'm not ashamed to say I took it. I was not able to nasal breathe my way out of this for 2.5 hours. So that helped. And the third thing I learned is your dentist and their team really matters. You should feel really good about them. So, huge shout out to the conductors and their crews, Dr. Haggerty and Dr. Wines from Albany and the Albany endodontics. There we go. So, see, before the root canal, I was starting to lose steam. It's been a long year, right? And a year is a long time to keep the coals burning and pistons firing without any passengers. So, I've been telling myself to just keep going, even if I can't always see the light at the end of the tunnel. Somehow I knew if I just kept going, eventually the winds would change, and they have. We're still here. We're about to reopen, so stay tuned for that. All it took was having a great dental experience to remind me that inspiration, courage, and innovation can come at any time from anywhere. So, all aboard. Don't be afraid. This train is getting back on the track and we're going places together. We'll see you guys soon in the studio. Much love to all of you. Oh, and PS, you might have already received an email or three notifications because I'm starting this series. So I was updating the website and putting these posts in there, and I didn't realize it was going to notify everybody. So at least you won't miss out, and you'll be getting these weekly. All right, have a good one.